Here it is, another Saturday in CCU land when we have our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's on a beautiful weekend. Jack, good morning.
Just a gorgeous weekend, but fall is in the air.
You can feel it, yep.
You can feel it, and I thought I might discuss the wines that are appropriate for this nippier fall weather.
Excellent.
Because if you really thought that summer steamy days when you had barbecues and poolside parties and the wine was so good, sipping wine by the fire with friends in the fall is about as good as it gets. And, you know, as your appetite increases a bit in the nippier weather, so you should change perhaps what you think about wines. One of my favorite wines to have in the fall is Pinot Noir. A glass of Pinot Noir has earthy aromas smelling like mushrooms and wet leaves, coupled with its floral smells of dried roses and violets. It's a great choice for the season. It's the baking spices that you think of, a vanilla and clove and nutmeg, all come together in a nose of a Pinot Noir. And then there's a cherry or tart cranberry aroma in the nose that will really just enhance your palate and enhance your evening. Some really good ones are, for example, a Marsanais from Louis Latour. We have that as a BOGO. It's $24.99 BOGO, so your cost is $12.50 a bottle. And what a terrific bottle of Pinot Noir that is. It's from Louis Latour. It's from Burgundy. It's 100% Pinot Noir, and just a steal at $12.50. There's Liberated Pinot Noir, which is part of the Kendall Jackson outfit. Their Pinot Noir is also a BOGO, $19.99, so you're paying only $10 for a very, very good domestic Pinot Noir Liberated. And then, of course, one of the best areas of Oregon, the Willamette Valley. Willamette Valley Pinot Noir is an absolute delight and perfect at this time of year, and that's $18.99. So there's good values out there in Pinot Noir, and it's just one of the varietals you can switch to. Now, I'm going to jump right into another varietal that I think is good in the fall, Merlot. You know, if you like cherry pie, you'll love Merlot because there's so much cherries in the nose. It's really a wonderful wine. Got a bad rap because of a movie a long time ago and fell out of favor. But it's back, and it's back big time. It's a smooth sipper. Merlot, people like it a whole lot, and there's good reason for it. The wine is just fresh forward. It isn't like a Cabernet, which is steely and hard to like. Merlot is very accessible. It's a real good go-to wine for every day. And there's a good property called Chateau Malon. It's a little bit of Cabernet Franc, but mainly Merlot. It's very modestly priced. It's under $10. And even though it's from France, it's a great Merlot to try. And you can try Merlots, even inexpensive ones like Koala Ranch from Australia. Their Merlot from there is actually very, very good. And again, a modestly priced wine. It's under $8. But Merlot is one not to overlook, and Pinot Noir also. Now, if you want to switch to a white wine, you know, this time of year, I love those buttery Chardonnays. They were made for brisk fall days. They have the flavor of baked apples, ripe pears with a little caramel in the background. The oak barrels come out. You want a real, in this time of year, a heavily oak Chardonnay instead of the non-oak varietals. You know, like Chablis comes to mind. It's very crisp, etc. It's nice. But in the fall, you really want one of those buttery ones. And there's a lot of good ones there. There's one called Bau Family, B-A-U-S Family Chardonnay, which has got that rich buttery flavor. Also one called Gearbox, of all things, that is, in spite of the name Gearbox, it's got a nice buttery rich taste and a very, very delicious Chardonnay with that, as I said, that nice buttery oaky finish that you'll just enjoy so much in the nippy weather. Another wine not to be overlooked, in my opinion, is White Bordeaux. And White Bordeaux is perhaps one of the best bargains in the whole lexicon of wines at the moment. It's been overlooked, and there's no reason for it. You know, I am a great lover of white Bordeaux. They go so perfectly. In fact, a good white Grave, which is an area of white Bordeaux, seems to cry for shellfish and lobster. We have one called Lumelette that goes so perfectly with bouillabaisse, even though it's $10 a bottle. You wouldn't know it. You'd swear you were drinking something like Chateau Carbonneau, which is $40 a bottle. And then my old favorite, Milange, the House of the Thousand Angels. Their little white wine from Bordeaux is under $9. Ah, and let's not forget Zinfandel. Zinfandel, you know, a lot of light Zinfandels are very, very good in the summer with barbecue. But Zinfandel is almost like putting on a coat on a brisk day. It's got a nose that's sort of leathery, in my opinion, and a really big Zinfandel is one like Gusher from California. It's about $13, and God, it's just out of this world. And then there's, of course, Torchbearer, which is from Lodi. It's about $15, and, you know, as they call Zinfandel the American weed, you won't think anything about being an American weed when you taste some of these Zinfandels. They're just great. Another wine not to be overlooked on this is Syrah. The Syrah, you know, gives you, in my opinion, in its nose, kind of the smell of a smoky bonfire. And isn't that great? And, of course, I can remember when they used to burn leaves, and that was always the first sign of fall, that wonderful aroma of burning leaves in the air. And the wine are just terrific. A Syrah that comes to mind, in my opinion, is Chateau Neuf du Pape. There's a lot of Grenache in it, but there's a lot of Syrah as well. And there's one called Domaine Cabrières, which is an estate bottle. It's under $30, and that is a terrific one. And if you can't and don't feel like affording a big Chateau Neuf du Pape, why not try a little Cote de Rhone? One of my favorites is D'Aiguille, which is under $10. In fact, it's my everyday go-to drinking Syrah that I just can't get by without because it's so inexpensive. It's my everyday wine. Then let's not forget some Italians. For example, Amicone from Italy is a wonderful wine. I often call that the poor man's Amarone, and there's good reason for that. Amarones are $40, $50, even $60 a bottle. This little one is $15 a bottle, and it gives you all those intense flavors of Amarone, except it's a lot less expensive. It's about $15 a bottle, and Amicone is one of my all-time go-to favorite Italian wine. Of course, there's other ones that are good, too. Battisiolo, our dear friends from the Piedmont area, produce a Barbera d'Alba for about $13 that just knocks your socks off. It's a perfect wine to have with a robust dish like Tuscan steak or something like that. And their Barbaresco is not to be missed. It's a much more expensive wine. It's about $40 a bottle, but it is really an incredibly interesting and delicious wine that you will enjoy immensely if your budget allows you to spend that much on wines. But the fall weather wines, in my opinion, offer you a nice opportunity to shed that summer savory light foods. You begin to dig into heavier foods, richer foods, and you want a richer wine to go with them. So it brings to mind also a glass of port. And I like port mainly in the winter when it's real cold. But port would be kind of nice at the end of the day when you're sitting in front of a fireplace sipping a glass of port. Maybe you've got a little piece of Stilton cheese there. I'll tell you, you know God is in heaven and all's right with the world. So ports are not to be ignored either in this nippier weather. But with, when the weather changes a bit, and, you know, we have another, hopefully some more Indian summer and warmer weather to come, but I just couldn't help but think when I went out this morning, and it was brisk out this morning, that fall is in the air, and there's certain wines for fall that are just, I think, perfect. And I hope I've given you some ideas here of different fall wines that you can try and will enhance the weather rather than make us despise it. So anyhow, The fall is coming up, and these are great wines to have with fall food. Don't forget those Pinot Noirs are really something else. I think that's my go-to wine for fall, and I mentioned three of them that are very, very good. And don't overlook Merlot. And another white that we didn't mention is Viognier. Viognier is a white wine from the Rhone Valley. And so most white Chateau Neuf du Pape or white Côte du Rhône are predominantly Viognier. But there's a one called La Forge, which is the best Viognier I have ever tasted. And it's under $12 a bottle. And it is absolutely delicious. And a Viognier like that, there's a lot of power in those wines. In fact, the great white wines of the world, white Hermitage Blanc, for example, is all Viognier. And so it's a very unusual grape type, but it's perfect grape type, in my opinion, for nippy weather and to enjoy at this time of year.
You always have some great ideas. This is my favorite time of year.
But
because it really is, and there's so many other choices that maybe we didn't have. But if you have picked up on some of the things that Jack has said today, head to any one of the Haskell's locations. Those folks would be glad to help you out.
They love to talk about wine, and these are perfect sweater weather wines. And it's nippy enough to put on a little sweater or light jacket. Try some of the wines we've talked about today. They're all available, and thousands of others are available at your nearest Haskell's store. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. Our Faribault store is right off at 35. The Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. It is an immense collection of wines in an immense space. Go up and see it. Then there's in downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sundays at Minnetonka at Ridgedale, Plymouth Highland Village, St. Paul, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can review and see all the wines I have talked about this morning.
Sounds fantastic. Let's talk again next week, Jack.
I'm going to look forward to it.
Me too. Thanks so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's Wine Chat next Saturday, as usual, around 7:45.